If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.
You're very welcome back to In Business with Mary Gallagher. Now, newer apprenticeships have come on stream in recent years in different areas, including accountancy and insurance, and it's become a popular way to get into a career. Well, the first recruitment apprenticeship to be developed in the world is here in Ireland, and it's fully funded by the government and set up by the Employment and Recruitment Federation. And indeed, back in 2020, we were speaking to Geraldine King, the CEO of the Employment and Recruitment Federation, about this. Well, they are back and recruiting for this year. They are looking for people who are perhaps leaving school or those looking for a career change to take part. And Geraldine joins me now to tell us all about it. Geraldine, you're very welcome back to the programme.
Thank you, Mary. It's great to be back. Thank you for asking me.
You've been on with us in the past, and you're here now to talk about the recruitment for this apprenticeship. Will you tell us all about it?
Okay, so we have a three-year undergraduate honours degree. It's the first and the only one in the world for recruiters, and it is in place now. We're in our third year, so our first official graduates will confer next year in 2023. So the apprenticeship degree is in partnership with the National College of Ireland. It is absolutely game-changing for the recruitment sector. It gives an opportunity for recruiters, whether they are in an agency or whether they are in talent acquisition teams, in companies, to specialise in their own field, to be mentored on site and on the job, and also to get paid a wage. So we're absolutely delighted with it.
And apprenticeships have come in lots of different sectors, so it's, I suppose, a different way of learning and getting into the industry.
Well, it is. And like when you take, Mary, the talent shortages, we experience them ourselves within our own sector. So, you know, it's actually joining academia and industry together. So you've got from day one, instead of waiting for somebody to go to college and do a degree for 3 years and then come into a business, you have the benefit of the person from day one. And the great thing about the apprenticeship is if you are already in their business or already in a job and just want a career change, you have an opportunity to start this degree from day one. So if you're working in a company, you may be familiar with the culture of the company, but you might want to change roles. Here's an opportunity to change roles even within your own company and obtain for yourself a Level 8 undergraduate degree. So it's really, really a win-win. For the employer is getting the benefit of this person from day one, as I said earlier. And the only thing they have to do is to allow the apprentice for 13 weeks, their 13-week academic blocks, to be out of the business attending college, whether it be online. Three of the 13 weeks are face-to-face in the National College of Ireland, and the other 10 are online. So one day a week, the apprentice goes to college. For 10 weeks, it's online, and for 3 days, it's physically in the National College of Ireland. When those academic blocks are over, the apprentice works full-time like any other employee within the business.
I suppose with that blended learning then, majority of it online and only a small portion in Dublin, it's very accessible for people who are even anywhere in the country, especially here in the likes of Kerry.
Absolutely. We actually do have apprentices in the programme from Cork, Kerry, the west of Ireland. It is a national degree, so it's absolutely so accessible for everybody to join it. As I said, the only time they have to be in Dublin is those 3 weeks when they have to be on site out of the 13 weeks. And if you look at the actual academic year, there are two 13-week blocks. So they only have to be on site for 6 days out of any 1 year, which is fantastic.
And I suppose the great thing with the apprenticeships, and we hear it the whole time, is you're earning while you're learning. We hear of so many problems these days, whether it's the cost of transport or accommodation for students. But with this, you are earning while you're learning your skill to work in the recruitment sector.
Oh, absolutely. And the salary structure is in place. So there is a recommended salary structure. And that nearly only applies to new people coming in. So if you take somebody who's already in the business, who has never had the opportunity to do the degree, and they now have this opportunity, and are already on a salary that's higher than the recommended salary scale for the apprenticeship for new apprentices coming in, they can negotiate to keep that salary with their employer, which is absolutely fantastic. To me, that's just such a bonus for people who are already employed. And the actual salary structure is very, very good. For year one, the recommended salary is 23,400. So for school leavers coming out and into a job, that's a really, really good salary to start off with. And also to get free college, a degree free under the apprenticeship scheme. So, you know, it's really a fantastic program.
And as you mentioned there, you know, it's open to the likes of school leavers or perhaps somebody who is maybe working in the sector already, or perhaps someone who has a different career altogether at the moment and they fancy a career change.
Absolutely. At the moment within the scheme, there is people from the Defence Force who would have done so many years in the Defence Forces and now are looking for career changes. So we have people from the retail sector, we have people from the electronics sector, we have people from the food sector. So there's lots of different avenues that you may have taken down in your career, and now you decide that you want to be in recruitment. And as I said from the beginning, not necessarily in recruitment in an agency. This is open to recruitment, full stop. So the likes of multinationals who have talent acquisition teams, they're recruiters that can actually join this program, or they can opt to take in somebody new from a different industry or from school and bring them through the apprenticeship program, that at the end of it they are a fully qualified recruitment executive. And that's the title that you get at the end of this program. There is no other title of recruitment executive for recruiters in the world. It's only the people that actually complete this 3-year degree that are awarded that title at the end.
As you just said there, you know, you could be in a recruitment agency or you could be in an in-house HR department. But I'd imagine with a degree like this, you could travel anywhere in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And the great thing about it is, like in this space, Ireland is being viewed as thought leaders in this space, because there's not another one like it in the world. So if you travel, we don't want to be encouraging our people to leave, obviously. But, you know, no matter where you would go in the world, if you want to work in recruitment and say that you have a degree and you are a recruitment executive, of course you'll be welcomed with open arms. You know, the actual program itself is so structured, it's so robust. It literally does equip the executive for future leadership roles as well. It's a fantastic program. The National College of Ireland are so supportive to all of the apprentices. They're very experienced in this apprenticeship arena. So the support that they give and the mentorship that is given as well is second to none.
As you mentioned there a while ago, you'll have your first graduates from this program next year. But at the moment, you are yourselves in the Employment and Recruitment Federation. You're looking for new applications to start this year on this 3-year degree.
Yes. Okay, so just to, especially for employers that are listening, there is absolutely no monetary outlay for them because of the government's awards that they're giving. So the government are paying for the actual apprenticeship, but they have also given a grant for the next couple of years of €2,000, which pays for the registration fee of the person going to college. Now, the call out for apprentices is on, and you must register, though, before the 29th of September to be included in this year's apprenticeship programs. For apprentices that are looking to register, they come through the Employment and Recruitment Federation. All our details are on our website. And they go through a panel interview with participating companies. They can submit their CV to us, and we pass it to participating agencies who interview them as they would with any other employee.
Okay, so erfireland.com is where people can get more information.
Yes.
And register. Mm-hmm. And the 29th of September is that date that they have
that's
to
the final date
have registered by.
Yes, the actual employer has to register through Solus, and that is the final date for registration through Solus. So they must express their interest with us before the 29th of September so that we can get all of the paperwork in place.
Okay. Well, Geraldine, I know it's a time when a lot of people are thinking about what they're doing, whether they're heading off to college and which course they're doing, or someone perhaps could be thinking of a career change. And if this is something they want, as you said, the first of its kind, the only one in the world, a recruitment apprenticeship, and loads of information available on erfireland.com.
There is, Mary.
Geraldine, look, thanks so much for joining us and telling us all about that.
Pleasure, Mary.
Geraldine King there, CEO of the Employment and Recruitment Federation.